I'm going to begin with the word of prayer. We welcome each one to our meeting this morning, this afternoon, and this evening. So we'll begin with the word of prayer. Father in heaven, we're grateful for the Lord Jesus. We're thankful for the one who came into the world to seek and to save that which was lost. He came to rescue us. He came to redeem us from our sins. And we thank that he did this by shedding his own blood on the cross of Calvary. We pray for anyone in our meeting, and we pray for us, give us help, and we just ask you for any need that may be not mentioned or made known. We pray that we thank you that you know all things, know all the people and their needs. So we ask that blessing now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So if you have a Bible, you can read along with us, and if you don't, we'll follow along. I have my physical Bible and a couple electronic Bibles as well with my phone. So I'm going to read in Mark chapter 10.
So kung hawak niyo po yung mga Biblia ninyo, ating buksan, ang ating babasahin sa Mark chapter 10. And verse 46
to number 52.
So, Mark chapter 10, verse 46 hanggang 52 po.
And I'll read it in English. And they came to Jericho, and as he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out, say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy or compassion on me. And many charged him that he should hold his peace, but he cried the more a great deal, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, be of good comfort, rise, he calleth thee. And he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said unto him, what wilt thou that I should do unto thee? The blind man said unto him, Lord, that I may receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way.
Babasahin po natin sa Tagalog ang binasa ni Dale sa Mark 10, verse 46 hanggang 52. Sa Tagalog po, at nagsidating sila sa Jericho, at habang nililisan niya ang Jericho, nakasama ang kanyang mga alagad at ng lubhang maraming tao, ang anak ni Timeo, si Bartimeo, na isang pulubing bulag, ay nakaupo sa tabi ng daan. 47. At nang marinig niya na yaoy si Jesus na Nazareno, siya'y nagpasimulang magsisigaw at nagsabi, Jesus, ikaw na anak ni David, mahabag ka sa akin. Verse 48, at siya'y pinagwikaan ng marami upang siya'y tumahimik. Natapwat siya'y lalong sumigaw, ikaw na anak ni David, mahabag ka sa akin. Verse 49, at tumigil si Jesus at sinabi, tawagin niyo siya. At tinawag nila ang lalaking bulag na sinasabi sa kanya, laksan mo ang iyong loob, ikaw ay magtindig. Tinatawag kanya. Verse 50, at siya'y pagkatapon ng kanyang balabal ay nagmadaling tumindig at lumapit kay Jesus. Verse 51, at sumagot sa kanya si Jesus at sinabi, ano ang ibig mong gawin ko sa iyo? At sinabi ng lalaking bulag, Rabboni, natanggapin ang aking paningin. Verse 52, at sinabi sa kanya ni Jesus, humayo ka ng iyong lakad, pinagaling ka ng iyong pananampalataya, at pagdakay tinanggap niya ang kanyang paningin at siya'y sumunod sa kanya sa daan.
Very good. So the next one we'll read is in Matthew chapter 11 and verse 28. Matthew chapter 11 and verse number 28. And in English, it reads this, come unto me, this is the Lord Jesus speaking, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
Ang susunod po natin basahin ay sa Matthew 11, sa Mateo 11, 28 hanggang 30. 28, magsiparito sa akin kayong lahat na nangapapagal at nangabibigatang lubha at kayo'y aking pagpapahingahin. 29, pasanin ninyo ang aking pumatok at mag-aral kayo sa akin, sapagkat ako'y maamo at mapagkumbabang puso, at masusumpungan ninyo ang kapahingahan ng iyong mga kaluluwa. 30, sapagkat malambot ang aking pamatok at magaan ang aking pasan.
We're going to turn over to John chapter 6 now. John chapter 6 and verse number 37. John 6 and verse 37. And in English it says this. I'll read verse 36. But I said unto you that ye also have seen me and believe not. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out.
At sunod po natin mabasahin na si John 6, verse 36 and 37. Sa 36 po, datapwat sinasabi ko sa inyo na nakita ninyo ako, at gayon may hindi kayo nagsisampalataya. Ang lahat, 37, ang lahat ng ibinibigay sa akin ng Ama ay magsisilapit sa akin, at ang lumalapit sa akin sa anumang paraan ay hindi ko itataboy.
We're going to read one more verse in the Old Testament, and that's in Psalms 119. That's the largest chapter in the Bible, Psalms 119 and verse number 105. 105. And in English, it's talking about the Bible. David is right, wrote this, I believe. And it says, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. I'll read it again. Thy word, or your word, is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path.
Here's 119, Psalms 119 and 105. Ang salita mo'y ilawan sa aking mga paa at ang liwanag sa aking landas.
So this tells us that the Bible, it tells us where we are. It's a lamp. It lights up where we are. And it's a light unto my path. It tells me where I'm going.
So, ang Biblia po, sinasabi po dito sa ating binasa na ito po ay nagtutukoy kung saan tayo tutungo.
So, if we want to find out where we are spiritually, we need to read the Word of God, and it will tell us where we are spiritually, and it will tell us where we're going.
At kung gusto po natin na makita kung saan tayo papatungo sa ating spiritual na pamumuhay or buhay, ay kailangan po natin tignan ito or bigyang pansin ng Biblia.
And we encourage you to read the Word of God every day and ask God to show you where you are and where you're going.
At amin po namin kayong hinihimok na basahin po ang iyong Biblia araw-araw at pag-aralan ito at makikita po natin o malalaman natin kung saan na tayo patutungo sa ating buhay dito sa mundo.
When it comes to Bartimaeus, it must have been awful to not be able to see where he was and not be able to see where he's going.
So, sa kalagayan naman po ni Bartimeo, maaaring isa po itong mabigat na pasanin sa kanya na alamin kung saan siya patutungo o kung saan siya lalakad.
He had to put his trust in other people who could tell him and lead him where he wanted to go.
Kailangan niya pong pagkatiwalaan ang mga tao na tumutulong sa kanya kung saan siya kung saan niya nais pumunta o patungo.
You know, he probably wasn't always blind.
Maaari po hindi siya laging bulag.
However, something happened and he couldn't see anymore.
Ngunit po nang katagalan ay may nangyari po, maaring may nangyari sa kanya, hindi na siya makakita.
And so there he was. He everything, it affected his whole life.
At sa katunayan nga po, siya po ay naging ganyan na at na naging apektado ang kanyang pamumuhay, ang kanyang buhay.
He couldn't work.
Hindi po siya pwedeng magtrabaho.
He couldn't do anything, many things in life that he wanted to, and he was reduced to actual begging.
At hindi siya po kaila, hindi niya po kaila, hindi niya po kayang magtrabaho, at siya po ay nanghingi na ng pera or nanghihingi na lang sa daan.
Must have been an awful experience for him to imagine going through life having your eyes closed.
At maaaring ito po ay isang mabigat na pasanin sa kanya dahil nga po nawalan siya ng paningin.
We're going to read another verse, but before this, the Bible talks about us as being blind as well.
What's that?
The Bible talks about us as being blind.
At ang Biblia po ay sinasabi din po dito na tayo din po ay naging isang bulag.
We're going to read that verse right now. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse number, I'll read a verse number 3 and number 4.
Tain po natin sa pangalawang Korinto, Kabanata 4, or 2 Corinthians 4.
Verse 3 and 4.
3 and 4.
And in English it reads like this, "But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the god of this world," that's the devil, Satan, "hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them."
Corinthians 4, or pangalawang Korinto, pangalawang mga taga Corinto 4, 3 and 4, sa verse 3, at kung ang aming ebanghelyo ay natatalukuban, lukubungan pa, ay may talukbong sa mga napapahamak. Verse 4, na binulag ng Diyos ng sanlibutan, na sanglibutang ito, ang Satanas, ang mga pag-iisip ng mga hindi nagsisampalataya upang sa kanya'y kanila'y huwag sumilang at kaliwanagan ng ebanghelyo ng kaluwalhatian ni Kristo na siyang larawan ng Diyos.
I'm going to read verse 5 and 6 as well. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ.
Tuloy po natin sa pagbabasa sa 5 and 6, sapagkat hindi namin ipinangangaral ang aming sarili, kundi si Kristo Jesus na Panginoon. At kami ay gaya ng iyong mga alipin dahil kay Kristo. Yamang ang Diyos ang nagsabi, magniningning ang ilaw sa kadiliman na siyang nagniningning sa aming mga puso upang magbigay ng liwanag ng pagkakakilala sa kaluwalhatian ng Diyos sa mukha ni Jesucristo.
When we come to Bartimaeus, his problem was something that was such a condition that no one could heal him or cure him.
So, kalagayan po na ni Bartimeo ay mayroon po siyang problema na wala pong makakatulong sa kanya o makakapagpagaling sa kanya.
You know, when it comes to us, there's many things we try to do to cure us of our sin.
At sa ating buhay, sa atin po sarili, ay marami pong marahil marami tayong ginagawang paraan upang tayo gumaling sa ating kasalanan.
That is our problem, you know. It's our sin. It's not your sin, it's my sin.
At ito ay ating problema at hindi po ito yung kasalanan kung ang aking kasalanan, sinasabi po dito.
Suppose that Bartimaeus had a doctor that could have cured him. Do you think he would have went and was willing to do whatever the doctor said to be cured?
At kung marahil mayroon po sa panahong iyon ay ang isang doktor or manggagamot, sa tingin nyo nga ba si Bartimeo ba ay pupunta doon at gagawin niya ang lahat ng sinabi ng manggagamot sa kanya?
I'm sure he asked everybody who can cure the disease, who could possibly cure, but no one was able to cure his disease of blindness.
At marahil tinanong niya po ang mga ibang tao kung sino nga ba ang makakapagpagaling sa akin o kung sino ang doktor na makakapagbigay sa akin ng kalunasan sa aking kalagayan. Maaaring siya po ay pupunta doon at tatanggapin ito.
You know, when it comes to our sin, my sin, your sin, everybody's sin, there is not one person in this world living or has ever lived that can cure your sin.
At sa ating pong kalagayan, sa ating pong kasalanan, sa iyong kasalanan, sa aking kasalanan, ay wala nga pong makakagamot nito. Wala pong sa mundong ito na namubuhay, sa panahong ito na makakapagpagaling ng ating kasalanan, aking kasalanan.
The Lord Jesus, who cured Bartimaeus from his physical blindness, can cure each one, everyone, from their spiritual blindness.
So sa katunayan po, ang parehong parehong tao or parehong taong sumagip or nagbigay ng kagalingan kay Bartimeo sa kanyang physical na pagkabulag ay siya rin po ang tao o ang Diyos na makakapagpagaling sa ating espiritual na pagkabulag sa ating mga kasalanan.
I was listening to a preacher preach the gospel, and my daughter was with me, and the preacher said, someone used to say, would you like to die in your sins or with your sins forgiven?
So, nung isang araw po, nakikinig po si Dale at ang aking anak sa isang preacher o sa isang nagpapahayag ng mabuting balita at tinanong po ng isang preacher, sinatanong niya kung gusto niyo bang gusto niyo bang mamatay na mayroon kang kasalanan o mamatay na napatawad na ang iyong kasalanan.
And while I was there, my daughter, I heard her whisper, forgiven.
And nung nandyan na po, narinig niya po ang sinabi po ng aking anak, si Ezra po, winisper niya lang po o yung binulong niya lang. Sabi niya po ay kapatawaran or mapatawad.
Would you like to have your sins forgiven?
Kayo po, gusto niyo po bang mapatawad ang iyong kasalanan?
There is no individual who can forgive your sins but the Lord Jesus only.
At wala ang sino man po ang makakapag patawad ng iyong kasalanan, ngunit ang Panginoong Hesus lamang po ang may kakayahan.
And that's why I read in Matthew 11 and verse 28 that the Lord is welcoming sinners to come to Him.
Kaya nga po, binasa po namin ang Matthew 11:28 na ang lahat po ng makasalanan ay maaari pong pumunta o tumungo sa Kanya at makakatanggap po sila ito ng kapatawaran.
You know, when it came to Bartimaeus, he cried out for mercy and compassion.
At sa kalagayan po ni Bartimeo, siya po ay sumigaw ng habag at awa.
And there was opposition. The crowd wanted him to be quiet and stay still and just let them pass.
At mayroon pong mga kumukontra sa kanya ang maraming tao na tumigil siyang sumigaw ngunit at wala na at hindi siya pansinin.
Little did Bartimaeus did not know that the Lord Jesus was leaving Jericho and going to Jerusalem to be crucified on a cross for sinners. This was the last time the Lord Jesus was passing.
At hindi po alam ni Bartimeo na siya po ay ang Panginoong Jesus po ay daraan lamang sa Jericho papunta sa Jerusalem at ito na po yung kanyang huling pagdaan sa Jericho dahil ipapako na po siya sa Jerusalem.
If he had not seized the opportunity, if he had listened to the crowd, if he had not called out for the Lord Jesus to have mercy on him, we would be reading a much different story if it was in the Bible at all.
Kung ipinalampas niya po o hindi niya po nilakasan ang kanyang pagsigaw marahil ay hindi po siya maririnig ng ating Panginoong Hesus at maaaring ibang istorya po ang mababasa natin sa Biblia.
When it comes to us, to reread that today, now is the day accepted time. Today's accepted time, excuse me, now is the day of salvation.
At nung nabasa po natin, sinasabi po doon na ito na ang panahon ng iyong kaligtasan.
We are only promised today to as a time to be saved, right now.
At pinangako lamang po ng Panginoong Isus na itong araw na ito, kung anyo pong babaguhin na iyong ang inyong pag-isip, ang isip na paniwalaan ng Panginoong Hesus, ito pong araw na ito ang iyong pinakahihintay ng iyong kaligtasan.
You know, Bartimaeus kept calling out and Jesus stood still and asked him, commanded Bartimaeus to be called.
At si Bartimeo po ay patuloy na nagsigaw at sinabi po ng Panginoong Yesus na inutusan niya na kunin siya at dalhin siya sa kanya.
This was the most important thing in the world for Bartimaeus to get his eyesight.
Ito po ang pinaka-importanting natanggap ni Bartimaeus ang kanyang muling pagkaroon ng kagalingan sa pagkabulag o makakita muli.
You know, when it comes to our sins forgiven, how important is it for you to have your sins forgiven?
At yung pong iisipin kung saan yung mga kasalanan, gaano ka ba ka-importante na mapatawad ng Diyos ang iyong mga ang iyong kasalanan?
We don't have to do a great thing to have our sins forgiven. The Lord Jesus has finished the work on the cross. He said, it is finished. He finished the work that saves. And all we need to do is call unto Him for salvation.
Hindi na po natin kailangan gumawa ng mga magagandang gawain o magagandang mabubuting gawa upang mapatawad ng Diyos ang ating kasalanan. Dahil siya po ang pumarito upang ipako sa krus at at dinala niya ang ating kasalanan at tanggapin ng ating Panginoon ang ginawa niya itong sakripisyo, ang pagkamatay sa krus upang mapatawad ang ating kasalanan.
In this time, the Lord Jesus had mercy, he had compassion on Bartimaeus, and he called him and asked him one question: what would you want me to do to you?
At nung tinawag po siya ng ating Panginoong Yesus, ang Panginoong Yesus po ay nagkaroon ng habag at awa sa kanya at tinanong siya, ano ba ang gusto mong gawin ko sa iyo?
And Bartimaeus responded, Lord, that I might receive my sight.
At si Bartimeo po ay sumagot, sinabi niya, Panginoon, na ako po'y makakitang muli.
You know, the devil wants you to be blinded, but Christ wants to give you light.
You know, isipin po natin na ang Satanas ay gusto niya pong manatili kayong bulag. Ngunit ang Panginoong Jesucristo ay nais po niya kayong makatanggap kapatawaran ng kasalanan o ng kaligtasan at makakitang muli.
The Lord Jesus wants you to come to Him and He'll give you rest from your sin, from your trouble, from your problems.
At ang Panginoong Jesus po nais niya po kayong pumarito o pumanhik sa kanya at kukunin niya po ang iyong problema.
And the devil wants you to stay in your sin.
Ngunit ang Satanas po ay na gusto niya pa kayong manatili sa iyong kalagayan ang makasalanan.
Now the Lord Jesus said, if any man, whoever comes to me, I will in no wise cast out.
At ang Panginoong Isus ko po, sinasabi po doon na ang sino mang pumarito o pamaroon sa kanya, hindi niya po ito itataboy.
And so now the choice is yours. Will you come to the Lord Jesus? Not in a physical location, He's in heaven. But if you come in your heart to be free from your sin, will you call out for mercy for Him?
At ang Panginoong Isokristo ay tinatanong po kayo, kung gusto niyo po bang pumaroon o pumarito sa kanya? Pumarito sa kanya at kayo po ba ay sisigaw ng habag at awa para sa kanya?
The Lord would long to save you. He gave His own life so that you can have eternal life.
At ang Panginoong Jesus, ang Diyos po ay gustong-gusto niya po kayong bigyan ng kaligtasan. At gustong-gusto niya po kayong makasama sa langit at maligtas ang iyong buhay.
Bartimaeus did not regret that time when he came to the Lord Jesus and he followed the Lord Jesus after receiving his sight. He was thankful.
At si Bartimaeus po ay hindi niya po pinagsisihan na siya ay makakitang muli at makita niya ang ating Panginoong Hesus. At siya po ay nagpapasalamat sa ginawa ng Panginoong Hesus sa kanya.
I'm going to read one verse and then we'll close. John chapter 1 and verse number 12. John chapter 1 and verse number 12. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name.
At basahin po natin, ito po yung ating pinakahuling verse na babasahin sa John chapter 1 and 12, tatapwat ang lahat ng sa kanya'y nagsitanggap ay pinagkakalooban niya sila ng karapatang maging mga anak ng Diyos sa makatuwid bagay ang mga nagsisampalataya sa kanyang pangalan.
So we have a problem called sin. And the Lord Jesus is the only one who can cure us or heal us from our sin.
Meron po tayong isang problema na ang tawag ay kasalanan at ang Panginoong Hesus lamang po ang makakapagpagaling sa ating mga kasalanan.
And each one of us has to ask the Lord Jesus to be healed, to be forgiven for our sin.
At isa-isa po tayong tanggapin o tanungin ang ating Panginoong Hesus Kristo upang mapatawad niya ang ating kasalanan.
So we'll close in prayer. Father in heaven, we're grateful for the Lord Jesus. He came all this way into the world. He really bore our iniquities and he was wounded for our iniquities and bruised. He was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities. We thank thee that the Lord laid on him the iniquity of us all. No one has to die in their sins. All can live, all can have eternal life. For Christ has died. We ask thy blessing now upon each one. We thank thee for thy word. It is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. And we pray that thy word will have an effect in the hearts of individuals. We just commit ourselves in the hand of the Lord Jesus Christ.